Hello.
Hey, can you hear me now?
This sounds much better.
All right, sir. I'm not too sure what happened, but this might be a reception problem at my end. But go ahead. You were saying something about keeping it cost effective, and I think I got your answer. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'll just, keeping it cost effective, you had suggested being able to load data or to upload the data or edit the data remotely. That would be a very nice to have feature.
Okay.
But again, it comes down to price. If it's easier, cheaper to do this alpha of just me loading the device from a USB from my Macintosh, great. If same price to be able to do it remotely, I'd be interested to hear it.
Okay, gotcha. And tell me something. How critical are these videos that play on the software? So, let's say if we lost our connection, going by the issue that you raised about the bad connection. If let's say at 8 a.m. in the morning on a Monday, if a video has to go live and it doesn't, how critical is that?
Okay, so this is a non-mission critical application. This is designed to send. So my goal here for a little bit of background to help you understand what the importance of it is.
Yes,
Elderly
please.
people when they elderly people when they have surgery, they come out of surgery, sometimes they get confused, which can lead to health problems. My goal is to keep them alert and oriented to prevent these health problems from happening, mainly by giving them date, time, and situation cues. Hello, Mary. It's morning. You had surgery yesterday. This is just a reminder of where you are. You're in the hospital. So it's any one video that's lost. It's not going to be a directly critical medical intervention issue. If that makes sense. Obviously, I want them to all go through. But it's not like a pacemaker where if a video's lost, it's the end of the world up front. It would be a learning process if that makes sense.
Gotcha. I think the background was helpful. And this is pretty
Yeah, and
interesting. I
if
mean,
yeah, and if videos are going to be lost, I would like to know if they were lost. So if it's loaded on the program, if it's loaded onto the device, and I know that every time the alarm goes off, if it's using an alarm function, the video will play, I know it's going to work. If it's being sent out remotely, I would want some way to know that, yes, all 20 videos went through on Monday, or 15 of the 20 went through.
Okay.
I would want to know that the content was delivered. In that case, because if the content was not delivered and it was just a useless box on the countertop, I would want to have that data point.
Right.
And from an important standpoint, I am looking to keep this as a consumer electronic product that a patient would bring to the hospital like they bring their own cell phone. I'm not looking to have it, at least not up front, regulated as a medical device, making medical claims, anything like that.
Okay. All right.
If
I
that
think
makes
I
sense.
got you. It did. Thank you so much. And I think this should be the last question that I have for you. So the app does not have to go live on the app stores, right? I mean, as long as you can load it
That is
onto a
correct.
self. Okay.
Yes, for our alpha and probably beta versions, not looking to put it onto any public app store or anything like that. Just out of curiosity, what additional logistics or complexity would that entail?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So with the app stores, A, they have ever-evolving terms, right? I mean, they have terms and conditions.
Yep.
And then, they have, their system evolves over time. So unlike popular, knowledge that people think, they think the app has to go live on the app stores for it to be distributed, which is not actually the case. I mean, there are other ways to go about it, and as long as you don't want this to be a commercial application that is downloaded by people themselves, you could very well keep it offline and that saves you, say, I'd say a nominal amount of cost. So let's say Apple App Store charges you $99 a year for their subscription to the App Store, and Google, the Play Store, charges you $25 one time. So in terms of cost, that's probably all that you're saving, apart from the the extra maintenance and management that may be required over time if your app goes live on the app stores, because now you're not just managing the code and the the deprecation of the code and whatnot and the libraries and everything. You also are keeping the app up to date with the policies of Apple and Google, and you're also keeping it up to date with their framework to make sure it keeps up and running. So it does save you a bit of a hassle, but then if it has to go live, it has to be published to the app stores for the reasons of distribution. I mean, it's not too big of a hassle, except that, in terms of cost towards the app development itself, it does save you about 10 to 15% of the total cost. So, and that's already factored into the quotation that Nick gave you. So the first plan that we gave you, we were aware that you don't want the app to go live on the app stores. So that's already factored in, just so you know.
Okay, and with the further paring down to an alpha, kind of like alpha, not a beta, I would just be curious as to what features would or would not be able to be included.
Right. So now that's a bit of a discussion that I need to have with you. In fact, there's two kinds of things here, right? Going back to the email that Nick sent to you, and I think we were kind of under the impression that you wanted to do the full product, and we when you mentioned that this may be out of your budget, we realized that you wanted to do something that's kind of a prototype, in the sense that it's a minimum viable product, as we call it in our industry jargon.
Yes.
And therefore, we could cut down any extra features on there. So here's what I'll do for you. Number one, so first of all, we, Huff and Mazer and the parent company, the establishment, there's only two times in a year where we give out any sort of better pricing, or say a discount on the going rate that we offer. And one of them is the Memorial Day, and the second one is the Veterans Day, which is far from now. But Memorial Day is coming up on the 27th, because the company, in fact, is actually veteran-owned. So that's two times in a year where we offer any sort of better pricing on
Oh,
the
interesting.
going rate.
I wasn't sure if there was a drop in business at the beginning of the summer, if it was a kind of a demand generated discount. But when you said Veterans Day, I'm like, okay, that's seeming a little coincidental here.
Oh, so are you like a veteran yourself or something?
No, no, not personally, no.
Okay, but you do, I mean, you do kind of observe the day in its spirit, right?
Oh, yes. So we were this past weekend. I was up. My two sons a Boy Scout, so we were in the local cemetery replacing flags on gravestones, type stuff as a service project. So
Beautiful.
we do that in November as well.
All right, awesome. So, like I said, the company's owned, it's veteran owned as well, and therefore we offer a better pricing. This time we're offering about a 20% better price on the projects that are already quoted and those that have not been signed yet. And you qualify with both of these eligibility criteria, whatever you call it. So, that's one thing that can help you reduce the price without having to reduce any kind of features. And then if we have to do something else to kind of bring the price down further, then we'd have to discuss the features that we can let go. So give me one quick moment here. First of all, let me quickly pull up my calculator here and kind of give you the price that you're looking at. The only caveat with this, or say the catch with this, is that, of course, since it's a promotional price, it needs to be signed by or before 27th May, right? And then again, I mean, there's other clients as well that we have quoted prices to you. And so it's based on availability of resources as well, because we're not,
Understood.
thank you. So I'll do some numbers for you, and then we go from there. Give me one quick moment. So, okay, I'm almost there. Right. So the initial price, like you would recall, that we quoted you, was $14,500 after crunching some LOE at other end, and strictly based on what was discussed between you and Nick on the first call. If this is brought down for the Memorial Day, this is going to come down to this is going to come straight down to $11,600 at 80% of the cost that was quoted to you about a week ago. So that's first things first. Right now, this is the cost that you're looking at. What kind of target price point are you looking at that you want to achieve with this, first of all?
Hopefully getting closer to five, but it's also whatever I can convince my wife of.
Okay, so she's kind of a stakeholder in this decision as well.
Yes.
All right, good to hear that. Always good to have your partner, in the loop of things. So I appreciate that. Let me so 11,600 is what we're looking at. As far as the features are concerned, let us try and paint a canvas in our heads together on what the current application would look like, and then what we could reduce from this. So what we were thinking so far is that we'd have one software solution without having like two different interfaces, one for the admin, one for the patient. We could have one interface, and since these iPad devices or these tablets are going to be deployed, to each of these places over time, what we could do is we could have one software. So, when you look at the dashboard of the software, that's going to be your interface that allows you to upload the videos, be able to schedule them. And then, since you mentioned right now you'd like to see whether the videos actually played at their desired time or not, we can have that feature as well built in to this, dashboard that you're talking about. And when you have to deploy it on a, in a, in a patient's room, in the patient's room, what you could do is, you simply have to tap on a button on the same dashboard that would pull up a screen that probably shows your logo in the time when it's not playing a video or whatever, but more like a splash screen that's going to be there. And then when it's time for the video to play, let's say at 8 a.m. on a Monday, going by the example that you gave me, it's going to automatically pull up the video at the scheduled time. One thing else that we did plan internally was that we could lock the screen, since it's going to be one software interface for both you as the admin and them as the patient. What we could do is when you pull up that splash screen, that's the say the patient's interface, you'd have the option to lock it there. So the patient or the kid would not be able to go back to the dashboard or be able to move the schedule of the videos around for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. And is
Right,
this
that's
something that would, so if I can jump in with a question, what you're proposing, is this an app that would kind of live on the home screen that when the tablet was powered on, it's just the landing page of whatever this app is? Or is this something that just works in the background and pops up the video when needed?
Well, see, the app is going to be running at all times, right? I mean, if you want it to play a certain, a few videos over a length of time, you'd have to have the app open on the screen. I mean, because as far as I know, and I'm pretty sure this is correct, but neither Apple nor Android would allow you to pull up the application automatically when it's time to play something on it, right? So it has to stay open. What we could do is we could have a splash screen, kind of a low power mode or low battery mode, splash screen playing on the application at all times. That could be a static logo, or that could be just a wallpaper. Any kind of guidelines that you'd like to keep displaying at all times. This could be, we could go to any kind of creative length with this, as long as we are not doing any kind of a 3D power show or something like that. As long as it's static, it's not going to consume a lot of battery as well, right? So let's say you want to place this Monday to Friday in a patient's hospital room. What you do is, a day prior or 3 days prior or however you want to do it, you just go into your dashboard, you pull up the application, you go into your dashboard, you upload the video from the tablet to the app, because the video would need to stay on the app, just so you know, because going by what you mentioned about keeping it on the SD card or keeping it on some sort of extendable memory device or a peripheral, it would have to be uploaded to the application itself. And then this is also going to resolve the problem of the Wi-Fi connection issue that you mentioned about. So, the Wi-Fi connection would not be a problem at all because the video would be stored on the app itself.
Okay. So as far as battery life, power usage, would it be taking a negligible amount of battery in between videos? So I guess what I'm saying is if the active video use is going to be, 24 minutes over the course of a day, is that something that a typical device with, 10 or 12 hours of energy in it could play several days worth of videos before the battery runs out, or is it going to be taking a significant amount of power in between?
I think for one, you should be able to plug in the whenever you deploy the tablet, you should be able to plug it in for charging while it stays on the patient's bedside, right?
That
One.
was just a question if it needed to be plugged in or if it would be, if unplugged, it would have enough battery life to last.
Well, I'd say it strictly comes down to the kind of device you've kind of shortlisted to use for this, but I think with if you're talking about the wallpaper itself, that's going to be displaying at all times. We'll make sure it's low battery consuming, so this is not going to take up a lot of battery time. The videos, of course, that is going to determine whether it's going to last for, say, 48 hours or it could last for 96 hours. So let's say if you say it's going to be about 25 minutes of video playing in a day, then I think about it's going to last a good Android tablet before its battery kind of runs out or it kind of juices out. It's going to give you about 48 to 72 hours of battery life before you'd have to plug it in or charge it up.
Okay, so in a likely scenario, if it was plugged in intermittently or unplugged for a while, it's not like the app is going to be continuously using, GPU usage and draining the battery over a couple hours.
Well, the battery usage, apart from the time when the video itself is playing, it's going to be extremely
It'll
minimal.
be
So let's say
negligible. Okay.
negligible. Yeah.
Un
So
yep,
yeah.
understood.
Right. So if the wallpaper is there for like 8 hours, it probably is going to drop about 7 to 8% of the battery in total.
Okay.
Right. Now, as far as the features are concerned, okay. Let me ask you one more thing. So, do you have any kind of tablet devices that you shortlisted, and whether you want this for both the Android and the iOS, or can you work with either of them?
I can work with either of them. I mean, up front, I was thinking Android. I mean, I have a Galaxy. I think it's a tablet 9 Plus or something like that. Whatever
Right.
the one of the latest versions of tablets are, I bought one online to play around with myself. Based on my own research, it sounded like Android was going to be a cheaper development cost.
Android is, I mean, it's a, it, it, you know, if you have to kind of do both of these, then yeah, it's going to be about 20% added as a margin over the development cost for one. The tablet themselves are going to cost you a lot cheaper. So, an iPad in
And that was
terms of
my other
cost may
thought
not be.
there.
Yeah, there you go. So I think if you keep it for just the Android for now, and given the software life cycle that I explained to you, we should be able to bring this down to, 5,000 seems to be a bit of a, kind of a stretch for me, but we could bring this down to $7,500. My calculator tells me it's going to be $8,000 based on the LOE that I'm doing right now, while I'm speaking to you. But we could bring this down to about $7,500 for you. It's going to be an Android app. You will be able to pre-schedule the videos. The videos will be uploaded to the app itself. You will be able to delete the schedules as well. So whenever you want to, replenish the application, you would be able to do that as well, and be able to save on the storage as well, to make sure it just has the videos that are going to play during this week or during this interval.
And the videos are stored, when you say on the application, it would be inside, it would be on board the device, correct?
Well, see, when the app is deployed, it's just like a website. It utilizes a hosting server, right? So if you have a website, for example, you'd be familiar with, let's say, GoDaddy or Namecheap or similar
Yes.
companies, right? Now with the mobile application, it's slightly different. However, the context is the same, right? So we'd recommend you use Amazon Web Services, for example. I'm pretty sure you must be familiar with the name itself, right?
Yes.
Right, there you go. So yeah, there will be a nominal hosting cost as well. And like I said, as long as you optimize it and you make sure you delete the previous videos and you always kind of restock the videos on the device, this is going to save you a lot of memory costs as well, storage costs as well. And then if you do that and you make sure it's not the video does not the debris does not build up over time, you're not going to be paying more than I'd say $30 to $40 a month to AWS. It's just that they charge on a pay-as-you-use basis, right? So it's not like I can give you an exact number right now, but it's not going to be more than $30 to $40 a month, as long as you keep it optimized and you don't load up a lot of videos onto the software.
Right. That makes sense. And as far as once it's up and running, how much ongoing maintenance would have to be involved?
Well, we usually, what we do is, we have a single tier of maintenance that's entirely optional. If you want a team by your side after the app goes live, and the first 60 days that we offer complimentary after the app is completed and handed over to you, we offer a 60 days of a kind of a warranty period for all the apps that we do, and that's more like a guarantee for anything that goes wrong with the app, despite all the QA and the SQA and everything before the publishing takes place. We take care of the application for you for the first 60 days. After that, we do offer an optional a maintenance retainer that comes at a 2% cost of the actual development contract, right? So if it's $7,500 in your case, it's going to come to about $150 a month. A, that's entirely optional. You can decide this once the app is completed whether you want to retain us or not. B, I don't think you need a monthly maintenance retainer. You could actually go by per diem basis as well, whereby every time there's some sort of maintenance required, we can quote you per the number of hours, and we can get that set up for you. I don't think the app like this, or since it's not the most complex application, it's not going to require a lot of maintenance over time. Just that, sometimes a library that's used in the code, for example, may deprecate. Or since it's going to be an Android application, an Android version or OS upgrade might require the app to be slightly amended or modified in layman terms. So that is something we could do on a per hour basis for you as well. And I don't think you would need a team by your side at all times, especially since we'll give you the controls to manage your schedule and your videos yourself using the dashboard.
Okay. And this would be able to, with this version, it would be able to operate multiple tablets at the same time, each with
Oh, yes.
individual videos.
Absolutely. So, each software deployed on a certain device is going to be standalone. So it's not going to be interacting with the other device in any way. Neither is it going to be one unified software whereby, if you have like five different devices connected, it's going to, show you from one device, it's going to show you the schedule for all the four devices, because I don't see the need for that, right? So it's going to be each device on its own, and any device that you upload the software to is going to have its own standalone interface that's going to show you just the schedule and everything for that, one device that you set up.
Okay. And two, and what would an additional cost be to enable a number one to enable remote loading or control of the app?
Well, for that, we'd have to build a unified system whereby the app can be operated from just anywhere or from any device. I think we'd be looking at close to $10,000 post the Memorial Day pricing that I just spoke about. So yeah, that's I think if not $10,000, probably $9,000.
A significant increase in price.
That's right, sir. That's about two
Okay.
and a half grand is what you're looking at on top.
Okay. Another question for you. Being able to change the, I guess, two questions. Simple one, being able to change the whatever the default app screen is on a
Right,
per device basis. In other words, instead of showing our company logo, showing a family picture of the patient on the device in between the videos.
Yeah, that is going to be doable. Not going to cost a
I mean,
lot.
I'm just wondering what if that would be, you know, difficult and again for alpha not needed.
Okay.
And then other they would, you know, being able to put like a rotating picture, almost like a small, you know, like a small picture folder of just four or five pictures scrolling
Slideshow, right?
around,
Yeah.
like a slideshow, if that would be, you know, how much that would increase it by, and if that would be something that we wanted to add on later, is the software modular enough that you could quote me a yeah for an additional couple $1,000s, we can put a flat put a put a you know put that slideshow
I got you. Okay. So,
capability
yeah,
in.
absolutely. To answer the latter question, yes, absolutely. The software, anything for that matter, anything you want to build on top of the software, you want to scale this, it's going to be 100% scalable because we don't use any kind of proprietary software or anything because we use open source technology. So, in the future, if you don't want to retain us and you want to take this to another developer for that matter, anywhere in the world, you will be able to find developers for the technology that we'd be using. I think in your case, we'd be using React Native just because, whenever you want to get like an iOS application in the future, it's going to be a lot more easier to do an iOS version of the same application as well with, minimal amounts of modification required. So for that reason, we'd be using React Native. That's a cross-platform technology and essentially uses one single code base with minor amendments to power both the platforms, like both Apple and the Android. So it's an open source
Okay.
platform. It's 100% scalable. Just the only difference that I'd like to, since we're speaking about it, I'd like to put this out as well. Let's say, for example, if you tell me you would like the ability to be able to modify the wallpaper or the slideshow playing on each device, as per your needs, so it should be controllable or manageable from the admin panel. During development, it's going to cost you not more than $1,000, right? While we do the first set of development for you. In the future, when you do it, it's just like it's just the example of constructing a building. So after the building's constructed, in order to tweak it and in order to add more features to it, if once the building is constructed and you want to add like a basement to it, of course it's going to cost you a bit more than what it would have costed you if you had planned this correctly and you had added the basement in the first go. You getting my point?
Understood. Yes.
Right. So that's and then I gave you the cost difference as well for adding the wallpaper feature. It's not going to cost you more than $1,000 at this time. In the future, probably 1,500. So that's the kind of difference you're looking at for doing something right now versus doing something in the future
Versus
after the
doing it
software
later.
has been developed. Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Understood. And would it be a similar cost to do like a rotating slideshow versus a static picture?
Oh yeah. Once we add that feature, it's not gonna be hard to, make it capable enough to have like a single picture playing or a slideshow playing, just like we used to have it on, Windows wallpaper,
Exactly.
sometime in the past. Yeah, something like that is doable. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions you can think of that I should be asking, but I'm not?
Let me.
Because I think you've answered everything I had off the top of my head.
Well, you've asked everything, to be honest with you, and I appreciate that. You asked me about the maintenance. That's one thing that a lot of clients don't ask about, so we have to tell them. We have to tell them there is a nominal running cost with an application, just like anything else. That's covered. You don't want to deploy the application to the App Store. How about some sort of login or sign up? Because like I mentioned to you, the app is going to be open, but when you put it on the patient's desk, the only thing they can do is they can kill the application and then be able to get back to the dashboard. But otherwise, the dashboard is going to be locked for them, but it's not going to be password protected or something like that. Do you think something like that would be necessary, or is it not, you know, that critical, once again?
That's a very good question that I hadn't thought through. If the app, and actually, it brings up another couple questions. If the app is running, but running in the background, I guess, is it possible for a patient to, you know, minimize the app, you know, drop it down, put it into the background, but have the app force itself to keep running if a patient, like, was fiddling with it and got to the main screen and was surfing the web? Would, if it was time for the video at 8 o'clock, would the app pop up to the front and play that video, or would the patient have to navigate back to the app in order to make it work again?
Yeah, and that would be actually the letter, actually. So the app would have to be running on the device and be active on the device if it has to play the video. I'll discuss this with the developer once again, but as you know, I'm almost about 90% sure the app has to be running for it to be able to play the video. Probably.
Okay. And does the app have to be running on? And does it have to be running on top? I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was about to come to. So whether it needs to be running in the background, or does it necessarily have to be, you know, running on the screen on the tabletop at the time when it's you know, when it's time to play the video? That's something that I'd have to, you know, confirm with the developer and be able to get back to you. But if they kill the application, like, you know, just how you kill the application on an Android or even an iOS device, then I'm pretty sure that you'd have to, you know, pull up the application once again for them, for the video to be able to play, and it's not going to be automatic.
Right. Okay.
For this one piece, give me about 30 minutes, probably an hour, and I'll get back to you at least by text, and I'll let you know.
Okay. If it takes longer, not a big issue. But if it needs to be in the front for it to work, I would want to have a way to lock down the tablet, even if it's just a, you know, click three times on the screen and enter 0000, just to make it difficult for the average person to get away from the app if the app has to be in front and on top for the video to play.
Yeah, the first thing is, I mean, whether the operating system itself, the Android, which is, does that allow a feature like that at all or not, right? So that's one thing we'd have to discuss.
Right.
If there is something like that, then yes, we can kind of protect that with a PIN or something, so it's only accessible by people in your team and not by the patients or people coming in there, you know, coming to visit them.
Right. Okay.
So let me get back to you on that. Is there something else that we do you think we've covered the core loop of what you were trying to accomplish with the features we discussed, or are we missing something in the fear of not going too overboard with this?
No, I think we, I mean, for everything, I mean, the main thing I would need up front is for the videos to play when they're supposed to play, and to stop at the end of the video and not go into an endless loop. That's kind of the main functionality.
That shouldn't be a problem. That I can tell you right now, that should not be a lot of problem, and that's exactly how it's going to be built.
Okay. Okay, I think those are all my questions for now.
Awesome, Ken. So I get back to you in about an hour. I'll take my time, of course. But
take your time.
Thank you. And how soon do you want to recircle on this, and how soon can you give me an answer on this one? I know you have to discuss this with your wife, so, you know, I'm just...
Hopefully I'll have something by end of the week, Monday at late. Oh, Monday is the holiday, so I guess by the end of the week.
By the end of the week. All right, that'd be perfect. So unless you have something else for me, Ken, I'll let you go for right now. I have a developer meeting coming up as well, and I'll take that opportunity
perfect.
To discuss the feature for you as well. I'll get back to you via text, okay?
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, Ken, thank you so much. I'll let you go for the day. Cheers.
Okay, great, bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.